This is the gift of God.
Kutenda chipo chinobva kuna Mwari.
He gives it to us free of charge.
Kutenda Mwari vanotipa pasina muripo.
Amen. And we realize also from this scripture
tiri kucheretesa kubva pane gwaro iri
that many of the things that we see or the things that's happening right now
kuti zvizhinji zvezvinhu zvatiri kuona uye zviri kuitika
they start from invisible things and coming into visibility
zvinhu zvatiri kuona zvinotangira kubva mune zvinhu zvisingaonekwe zvopinda mukuonekwa
amen this is what God has done
ndozvakaitwa naMwari
I want to read here for you from the book of Colossians
regai tiende kuna vakorosi
amen 1:16 for by him were all things created
nekuti kuburikidza naye zvinhu zvose zvakasikwa naye
that are in heaven
zviri kudenga
and that are in earth
nezviri panyika
whether visible or invisible
kunyange zvinoonekwa nezvisingaonekwi
whether they be thrones or dominions
hungave hubati kana humambo
principalities or power
masimba neukuru
all things were created by him
zvinhu zvose zvakasikwa naye
and for him
uye zvakasikirwa iye
hallelujah so we realize this is what he has done for us
tiri kucherekedza kuti ndozvatakaitirwa naJehovha
amen so our faith has got to be based on those things that's invisible
kutenda kwedu kunozorora pazvinhu zvisingaonekwe
Paul speaks in the book of Hebrews about Moses.
Paul anotaura mubhuku ravaHebheru pamusoro paMoses.
About his choice that he made to stand for God.
Achitaura pamusoro pesarudzo yakatorwa naMoses
that he trusted
naMwari.
He trusted in the one who is invisible.
Moses handi wakavimba neuyo asingaonekwi.
Our behavior today is what people see.
Ndozvinoonekwa nevanhu.
Amen. But it is influenced by something that is invisible.
Hallelujah. Mazvibatiro edu nhasi ndiwo anoonekwa nevanhu asi anorunzirwa nezvisingaonekwi.
How many of you remember the little story we normally talk about of this young man that is singing or giving a presentation to the church?
Vangano vanorangarira pamusoro penyaya yekakomana kaya kanenge kachiimba kana kuti kachita poem kuchechi.
And the people in the church are coming to you know, to say, come on, and clapping hands and everything, hoping that he will look at them and get impressed.
But
this young man keeps motionless. Unaffected by all the ululations and the clapping of hands and whistles. But his eyes are focused somewhere in the balcony. And somebody wanted to check, what is happening in the balcony? That's where his eyes are
focused.
But up there they see there's a man with whiskers, you know, pulled up like this.
Pamsoro pe balcony pakanga pane mukuru akanga ana saru pepe aikai bunza chichi chirechi
ditirake with a nice jacket with a tail
akanga akapeka bhatye rine kamuswe
but with a little stick
aine kachimbo
amen and that's the man who was showing the man, this young boy, what to say, what to do.
Mukuru akanga ari pamusoro. Ndiye airatidza kakomana kuti famba wakadai, dai, uchidai.
So when he has to sing fast, he'll go like this.
Conductor, ndiye aitungamirira kamukomana kayaka.
And if he must go slow, he also goes slow.
Kana achifanira kunonokera achidhonza.
So everything that he was doing here
zvese zvaitwa nekakomana pa stage
was from a man that was invisible to the audience
zvaibva kune mukuru akanga asingaonekwe nevanhu
I believe we also have somebody who is invisible to this world. People are wondering how you are behaving the way you are doing. They don't know why. But we know because our eyes are focused on somebody who is invisible. That is the one that is affecting our lives. Hallelujah. And the prophet, when he was introducing this message of countdown, on paragraph 22 and paragraph 23,
countdown by paragraph 22 and 23,
I'd like the brothers to give us that one so that you can see what was on his mind.
Amen.
So that we understand where he is coming from. Praise the Lord. Because we also must be able to harness this power in our direction so that it can be a blessing to us.
Isusu, tinofanira kunge tichikwanisa kukumba simba iri kuti ritibatsire.
Now, that's kind of an old text for a background for the text.
Musoro wemaritso wakatsiyana unganzi haunzwisisike kana kugamuchirika.
That I want to use. Things that were not made of things, things were not made of things which do appear.
Kuti zvinhu zvatiri kuona zvakabva muzvinhu zvisingaoneki.
Now I want to use this subject this morning. Countdown. Already you see, he's looking at two things, visible and invisible. And that the visible ones are depending on the invisible. Because I want to make a parallel in the way of prophetic.
Ndirikuda kuratidza mafambiro anoenderana nenzira yechiprofita.
He says, last night I wanted to teach a little on the scripture. This morning, a prophetic message. And tonight, an evangelistic message. Now, things that were made of things that do not appear. Now, I have learned through all these years that all things that are natural are types of spiritual things. Amen. So everything that's in the natural, and now, just remember that when you see anything in the natural, it is typing a spiritual thing. All things are made after things which do not appear. The natural then has reflected the spiritual. Amen. This is what helps us as message believers to see what is happening in the message, what is happening in the scripture. Because you are looking at parallels, you are looking at natural and spiritual. Amen. And we've been seeing all along how we have seen the improvement on transport.
Takaona kubudirira.
And Brother Branham, in the message of countdown, he was looking on the improvement on transport.
Brother Branham vaitarisa kufamba kwanga kuchiita zvifambiso zvichiita nani.
And that was not the only improvement that was going on in this world.
Andiko kubudirira bedzi kwakangoitika panyika pano.
We could talk about telephone.
Takona kuti ari pamusoro pema telephone.
And what we have today.
Nezvatana.
Is that right? We can talk about the typewriting, for example.
Tinogona kuti ari pamusoro pe tapureta.
Today is different from what Brother Roman had in even in his day.
Nasuno rasiana kubva pane yakanga ina brother pana munguva yao.
You see, all avenues and all spheres of life have been having a change in the better direction.
Upenyu hwedu nemhando dzavo dzese zvanga zviri kungoita nani.
Amen. And from this quote we realize that all those things are a type of what is happening on the spiritual.
Mukubva muchitaurwa ichi takwanisa kunzwisisa kuti zvese zvimimvuri yezviri kuitika pamwe.
We can only enjoy when we talk about scientific improvements that we can see and experience.
Tinogona kungoropafadzwa chete kana tikataura pamusoro zvekubudirira kwezvesainzi zvatiri kuona zvichiitika.
But if we don't touch the spiritual aspect, then we're just enjoying talking.
Tikasanobata zvepamweya kubudirira nekufamba kuriita mweya.
Is that right? So the prophet was talking about horse and buggy connecting with the justification. That was the spiritual meaning of horse and buggy.
Mo profita aitaura pamusoro pemabhiza achidhonza ngoro achitaura kuti ndozvaiitikawo pamweya.
So when it went further on to sanctification, that was a further move of the Holy Ghost, and it was shown and typed on the natural by a motor car.
Apa akasvika pakucheneswa akaenderera mberi akazvitaridza kuti panyama zvanga zvakuratidzwa nekufamba kunoita motokari.
And on the day of Pentecost, or Pentecostal religion, sorry, we see the restoration of gifts.
Takusvika pakudzoreredzwa kwezvipo muPentecost.
That was on the spiritual side, happening on the church.
Zvanga ndo chakacha chinhano chechechi pamweya.
Amen. But on the natural, the world was enjoying the aeroplane.
Asi panyama nyika yakanga yakubhururuka.
At least they left the earth and they were somewhere up in the atmosphere.
Zvino apapa vakanga vabva panyika manje vakubhururuka mumhepo.
But they were still affected by the power of gravity.
Asi kunyange zvavo vaibhururuka mumhepo vari mundege, ndege yaidhonzwa nesimba rinodhonzera
zvipfari. So every aeroplane must come down.
Chinobhururuka chese chinofanira kumhara.
Okay. So with Pentecost, they had the restoration of gifts and praying for the sick and all these things that we know.
Vanga vane zvipo zvekunamata kudzoreredza kwezvipo kunamatira varwere nemashura ese nezviratidzo.
But it was still earthbound.
Asi zvaive zvepanyika pana.
Because the effects of religion still followed them up, and they all got divided and made denominations. Is that right?
Zvino zvaibatwa nezvinoitika panyika nemhaka yekuti simba rezvezvinamato raivatevera rovatevera kudaro vobva vakuona vakugadzira mamwe masangano akasiyana.
And they denominated on gifts.
Vaizoungana vakuzorora pazvipo.
Until the prophet came.
Kusvikira pakauya muprofita.
To check.
Kusandura mamiriro ezvinhu.
And he told them.
Akavaudza.
That speaking in tongues is not evidence of the Holy Ghost.
Kuti aiwa kurira nendimi handiwo.
What was happening? Because this man with an eagle anointing was able to fly higher than the Pentecostals, and he was able to see through what all that they were doing.
Chii chakaitika? Uyu murume uyu muprofita akabhururuka aine ziso rechapungu ndokuenda pamusoro pemasangano ese achibva aona mweya aishanda nemasangano.
He was a watchman of our generation.
Ndiye naririre muchizvarwa chedu.
Amen. You remember, a watchman is a man that sits on the topmost part of a city wall.
Munorangarira murindi anogara panharirire yemurindi inenge iri pamusoro soro poguta.
It's not just any man in the city.
It
must be a special man with special sight.
Munhu akatsanangurwa, akatsaurwa kubva paruzhinji muona kure.
Amen. With special senses of hearing.
Anenzeve dzinonzwa kwete dzakazara mapfunze.
And special gift of discernment.
Anechipo chokubata zviitiko zvomweya zviri mumweya.
Amen. Like when Jehu was coming, they Amen. Said, that one, the way this chariot is going, it's not just anybody, but this is how Jehu goes.
Senaririre, payakanga iri pamusoro peguta, yakataura kuti, oh, champwititi icho, nekumbumura kuri kuita huruwa, ndi Jehu.
So he must know the way everybody goes, and the way people dress, and the way the winds, and their seasons, and their directions.
Naririre murindi. Inofanira kunge inyatso murinda anofanira kunge inyatso ziva kuti mhepo kuvhuvhuta kunogona kuunza mvura mapekere evana vakutaridza kuti varida kuenda kuhondo kana zvimwe zvese zviri kuitika anofanira kunge achinzwisisa nharaunda yake.
Special discernment.
Ane kunzvera kwakapinza.
Amen. And this is what has happened in our day. We got a prophet.
Ndodakaitika muzuva redu tava nemuprofita.
Hallelujah. And he will look through into the churches and he will see how the devil has moved in and he came back to the church and he said, the world is falling apart.
Aitarisama church, ona, achipindwa, nechipukuto chema demoni, obabula, oti nyika, ya wapasi.
Is that right?
Amen.
So every message he was coming to preach, he was announcing to the church about the condition of the day.
Maridzo yoga yoga yaiparidzwa nomuprofita aitsanangura chinhano kana mamiriro ezvinhu muzuva iroro.
Amen. And since he was a watchman to us,
sezvo ndiye akanga ari murindi wedu,
he doesn't want you to remain there as a receiver of his news.
Haasi kuda kuti iwongoramba wakagara uchiti regai tinzwe kuti vari kuda kuti kudini.
But you must look through his eyes.
Iwewe unofanira kutarisa.
So the more you hear from the watchman, he is raising you from your normal places where you dwell. So you are seeing what he is seeing. You are hearing what he is hearing.
Murindi wedu uyu ari kutisimudza kuti paanenge achitaura zvaari kuona isu tinosumuka topinda muchiyero nemaonero ake.
Hallelujah. This is why this prophet, when he came our day, he didn't repeat what Moses said. Moses said in the beginning. But this prophet spoke from before the beginning. Yes, Moses was a watchman. But his eyes looked only to the beginning. But this prophet, he saw before the beginning one. And not only that, but he could see what was in the mind of God. And he will come back and preach to the church about that which was at the back part of the mind of God. Hallelujah. He was able to interpret to us all these developments and what is happening around us. So when he spoke about the ego age, he was telling us that we all have got to rise way high, higher than any denomination. And we must depend on the fresh kill. And he said we are not feeding on just anything else, but he said we are feeding on the unfailing body word of the Son of Man.
Isusu atisana doba doba nyama emagora tinodya nyama yezvapungu.
Amen. Because it's a fresh kill, the message that has just come in our day.
Maridzo yakauya kwatiri munguva inoyi iri kujuja ropa.
And he likened you to be a man that's in a spaceship.
Iwewe, mprofita akatokuti, Because
this is astronaut age.
Nekuti panapa tamuchitundu mseremsere.
And remember what he said? An astronaut, all that he has to do is to make a decision. I want to go.
Mono anofamba nechitundu mseremsere. Nyaya yake ndeyekuti anongooneka oti ini ndakwenda.
He's different from a driver of a motor car.
Akasiyana pana na nemutyairi womotokari.
He must check whether there's fuel in. He must check whether the tires have got enough pressure. And he must know whether his seat is properly, is sitting properly.
Is that right? Anwana tarasa kuti mavhira anemwe yapitengiri nepeturu ndakagara zvakanaka zvino zvese zviri kufamba zvakanaka.
Amen. And he must make sure he is looking in all these mirrors.
Anofanira kutarisa ma mirrors ekumaside nekumune rinotarisa kumashure.
A motor car driver is a very busy man.
Mo muchairi wemotokari anodhudha dikita kuti chu kunga ari kuchaya zvidhina.
But an astronaut,
he
doesn't care. One decision. I'm going. I want to believe you made that decision one time. Lord, I take you as my personal Savior. Hallelujah. I remove everything else around me, but I want you to be number one in my life. Was that your decision? Amen. That you remove yourself from the driver's seat. Then you become a passenger. Lead me, Lord, I will follow. Where He leads me, I will follow. Amen.
Amen.
That was our decision. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And He puts you into a nice spaceship suit.
Aknonyata kupeketa suit kana hanzu dzinopekwa nevanopinda muchitundu mseremsere.
Hallelujah. Amen. He gives you a girdle that is proper for the gospel. Shoes, preparation for the gospel of peace.
Anokupa bhanire simba revhangeri.
Hallelujah. He takes you to Ephesians chapter 6. Finally, my brethren. Hallelujah. You have got a proper uniform as a messenger in this end time. Hallelujah. So your mouth is full of a message of peace. You're not just speaking anything.
Muromo wako uzere nemharidzo yerugare.
Is that right? Yes. Feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Wongu tsoka dzakashongwa nekugadzirira kumhanya nevhangeri.
Amen.
Amen.
So you are properly dressed.
Unopfeka zvakakwana.
Amen. In our spaceship.
Tapinda muchitundu mseremsere chedu.
And you're only sitting there.
Imomo unenge wakagara zvako.
I believe you remember that the astronaut, when he is in that tube, he is not worried about his surroundings. And a spaceship does not use fuel. Like the motor car and the aeroplane. Amen. But the people on the earth, that's controlling in the control tower. How it has got to move and the speed and everything, it's all controlled from somewhere else.
Vanhu vanenge vari panyika vakagara mu control tower ndo vanoona kuti chitundu mseremsere chiri kumhanya zvakadii chiri kufamba sei.
All you do, brother, is to sit.
Iwe hako unenge wakadekara.
Amen. Take pictures, send them to the earth. You look at something, send it to the earth. And everything else. That's your job. Give testimonies of what you're doing and what you're seeing. Amen. But the one that is controlling you is invisible.
Is that
true?
Amen.
Whatever is happening to you, it's not you to worry about, but there's somebody who is controlling you into those situations. Remember, if you are a believer, what is happening to you right now has been permitted by God. Why do you worry? Amen. When you know that Almighty God is taking care of me. The people that must have less blood pressure must be people in the message. Why am I not working? No job. This suit only. Every
service
day. My shoe, I'm even picking dust from the street. Because my toe is facing downward. Rental situations and everything. This sister is bombing me with words. This brother. This one wants to put my case in the newspaper. Don't worry. Amen. Because there's somebody who is in control. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody who is in the control tower for you. He told us one time, come unto me, O ye that heavy laden. I will give you.
Akati uyai kwandiri Mose makaremerwa ndikupei zororo.
So one problem comes, you receive it and hand over to him.
Kana dambudziko rauya tora mugamuchidze.
Relax.
Unongotora woti hero ishe iwo barafoza.
Don't you know that the Lord knows that brother and that brother is owing you and they're saying nothing about it.
But God knows
it. Why do you worry? If God knows all about it. Amen.
Amen.
Because he knows what to do with your situation. Amen. You cannot afford to have sleepless nights when you have got the Lord watching over you. Do you remember Brother Branham was talking about the two robins looking at one another and having a discussion?
He
says, look at those men. Frowning. They're so frowning on their faces.
Oh, don't
they have God like we do? The God who leads us. They must also, don't they have a God like the God we have? We don't frown. We're happy. He's taking care of us. But look at these guys are frowning. Don't you worry. There's somebody who is taking care of us. Amen. And that is the Almighty God.
Amen.
He knows when you're going to get a job. Amen. Some people, when they get a job, you'll never see them at church again. But before, he was praying. Hands up. But job comes. you won't see them at
kungopuwa basa chete wiri wiri kwa kaenda umane mseve ndizvo.
If they have a second or third suit, brother, they are busy lasting. They're using it to look for women. God knows. Don't you even worry. Amen. But God wants us to be in the spaceship. Amen. And get pressurized. And he moves you so that you cross the sound barrier. Is that right?
Amen.
Speed is way behind you and you're way, way ahead.
Speed inenge iri kumberi mberuko. Iwo unenge watomberi mberi sound ya sara ameno.
Is that right?
Amen.
He makes you to cross your sin barrier.
Mari, vano kuyambusa mukano wechivi.
Amen. All the sin goes behind, but you're way, way ahead.
Zvivi zvese zvinosara kure kure uko. Iwo amberi mberi kokoko.
All the gossip is behind you, but you're way ahead.
Makuwa ese ari kungokuwa ari kumashure kure uko.
All the lust is way behind you, but you're way ahead. Amen.
Amen.
One time the prophet preached a message of behind the veil. Amen. That the believer must go behind the veil. Amen. When you go behind the veil and the veil drops behind you.
Hallelujah.
You are no longer affected by the sun, by the wind and the cloud and everything else that is outside. Because they are not even affecting anything on the inside. There is another atmosphere inside that is different from the one on the outside. Is that right? You look this side, it's gold. You see, there's a big cherubim looking at you. You look at this other side, there's another one looking at you. You look this side, it's a mercy seat. There's a golden pot. Everything in there is gold. Hallelujah. So deity is your influence when you are behind the veil. When you go way up out of the space of this earth, everything is way, 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 way down there. It's not affecting you anymore. Somebody has to tell you, do you see that little ball there? That is earth, that is Jupiter, and that this is that and the other. You're way
ahead.
Amen. The prophet says prayer shoots you way out until you look down to look for the devil and sin behind you. You're way up.
And the prophet Muna mato, uno mutupunura, oba wati tote, nunga makore, woto ita satana utota God, arikupumani, anga ajite chizia.
You're way ahead of him.
Nebuti wa mufura.
Amen. Brother, that's a journey that you have got to make.
Doru endura, tunomana kukamu.
Until the devil is below you.
Kushikira satani, anenga pasipasi.
Amen. And the devil is going to look up for you, and he can't reach you.
Satan, I don't have to take a so good thing in here. Put up one.
Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Praise God. We believe the Lord is able to help us. I want you to take a quote. Come down, paragraph 90.
Paragraph 90.
The achievement been proved by science.
Kubudirira, kwa kaitwa ne science.
They showed it out yonder at the World Fair.
Vakazviratidza ku World Fair.
We got it. Amen.
Tinazvo.
It's being proved everywhere.
Vari kuzviratidza kwese.
Astronaut age we are living in. It was made of things which do not appear. See, it was made of something out of heaven. Is God Himself here in the sixth dimension? Is the power of God. We have been in such a place till we have been lifted up into that dimension. Beyond this thing of going to the grave and weeping, this thing of putting the crepe on the doorknob and saying goodbye forever. Hallelujah. We done God in the astronaut and sailed off out yonder and seen where it's at.
Tikapurira takaenda iye zvinoko kuona kuti zvinhu zviri papi
and return back.
Tikadzoka.
Glory. We are going to the home beyond the sky yonder. Beyond the reasoning of man, how the old will be transformed in the moment of the twinkling of an eye. We shall see them there. Old men, women, young again. Amen. How do you know? The Bible teaches it. And God shot an astronaut up in there. Amen. We know what's all about. Come back. There's no worry about dying. Dying is nothing, sure. It's living, yes. It's just getting your feet off the ground and we can go. How wonderful. Amen. He has promised all these things in His word. For Hebrews 13:8 says, He is the same yesterday, today and forever. The things that He was able, God could achieve by one man who would surrender Himself to it. To the word of God. Because, as I said last night, He always stood with the word. Amen. Now, do you know that astronaut is no really no new thing? What about Elijah? If he wasn't an astronaut, I never seen one.
Ko, nyaya kuti chitundu mseremsere. Haina kutanga manje manje kuna 1969. Aiwa, zvakatanga muBhaibheri kwera zvakakwira chipa.
Amen. He went where John Glenn never did think about going.
Akaenda kusina kumbosvika nana John Glenn.
Amen.
Amen.
So what they were doing here, they are simply showing on the natural, what has been happening all these years in the spiritual.
Ana John Glenn, vakanga vakungoratidza opanyika, zvakanga zvaitwa naMwari pamweya.
Well, you know, they had one took off in slow motion one time.
Pana akambobhururuka
His name was Enoch.
Enoch.
He just walked on up.
Enoch, akangoti 1-2 down.
But he was an astronaut. Sure, he was pressurized. He didn't have to be changed. Nothing. No, he was already pressurized. When he started walking, just walked right on out of all the dimensions and everything. Walked out in the presence of God. Amen. If Enoch was an astronaut, if Elijah was an astronaut, how many more do we have here? Yeah? He has got to move you and experience other atmospheres and dimensions that this earth cannot touch. Are you not an oddball? People don't understand you because there's something else that is controlling you. If this is an astronaut age, are you seeing that you are also an astronaut? And you got to be pressurized. Amen. You are more than John Glenn. Because John Glenn was dealing with the natural things. Natural atmospheres. And he moved out of the gravity of this earth. But do you know gravity doesn't touch you? You are not affected by all these things. Is that wrong?
Amen.
Let me tell you what. If you are a believer, you are not afraid of witchcraft. Amen.
Amen.
Africans are afraid of witchcraft. Many people, they are afraid of witchcraft. What are you doing here? You are pressurized. You are above everything. You are above every spirit. You're not afraid of a spook. No. If you are in the message, brother, you are above everything. How can you compare a spaceship with a Mercedes Benz? Because you must make the road for it first before it goes. But with a spaceship, you don't have to make no road. Is that true?
Amen.
Brother, sister, I want to tell you. You have power in you right now. More than Sikam Tanda. How many of you believe that? Yes, you must believe it. Because you are pressurized in this astronaut age. But the people in the message are afraid. News coming from the rural areas. Sikam Tanda came and he did this and he did this. And you are here, you are already quivering. Brother, we don't fear. We want to see him. Amen.
Amen.
We want to look right into his eyes. His magic stops working when I arrive. And you too. Amen. Nothing works when you arrive.
Zvese zvinotipototoka nochingouya.
Is that true?
Amen.
Let me tell you. I'm not saying there's no witchcraft.
And
if the devil is there, witchcraft is there. Sikamtanda is there. But none of those things. None of those things will affect me. Because greater is he that is in me than the one that is in the world. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. You might say, me, I've got a lot of charms. I can go to church. I'm going to stop the preacher from preaching with my charms.
We are. Come with your little boys.
We are not Zopana.
Come with your little boys.
Then you are going to see for yourself. That those things will never work when you bring them here. Is that right? They will never work. Amen. Every service there we are preaching through. And you think that those things are going to close my mouth. Brother, I will open more than every other day.
Oh no.
Hey, brother.
Hallelujah.
Hey, I don't know why I'm talking about this.
But
yet it is true. It's true.
It's all for you guys.
Amen. There is no power that is above the message. I want to tell you that the message that God has given to us is not just something to quote about or just to talk about, but the message is real power. This is where the power is. There is no power in the Pentecostal church. There's no power in the stadium. There's no power with Makaya. There's no power with Emmanuel Makandiwa. But power, real power, is in the message. Yeah. This is where the power is. If you didn't know. Amen.
Amen.
I want to look for boys and girls, men and women, who can break the way I'm doing.
Amen.
Amen. You must break because God has called you. Remember, you never brought yourself here. But God, before the foundation of the world, He knew about you. He wrote your name in the book of life. Is that true? And He has revealed you in this age. Who is older, you and the devil?
Naiwe, brother, sister, mukuru ndiani, iwe na diabolos.
Before He created angels, I was in His mind. Yeah? I was there before any spirit came. So I'm not afraid of anything. Because if He is on my side, who shall be against me? Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Do you believe that?
You understand that, Jesus.
Amen. You say, me, I've got the fat of a lion. So, when I arrive, everybody must be quiet.
Saka.
Wait until I arrive. Amen. Wait until I arrive. Then we compare the lions.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You got a natural African lion.
Iwewe, une shuma yako, ino garabu wange, panyama.
Amen. But myself, the lion of the tribe of Judah. Amen. The one who created the natural lion.
Inini, dina iye, akasuzika shumba, yauru yako irikuna zambetu. Tie wangu iye.
Brother, it's good to brag.
Ama yangu, shakanaka kumbosirova dundundu.
Amen.
Amen.
You've got power like Samson.
Unesimba, sera Samson.
You might be tied up by circumstances.
Unga sungwe ne mamire sinu.
Of joblessness. Maybe wifeless. Whatever. But the moment they say, the Philistines are upon you. Brother, the moment they say, the Philistines are upon you. Brother, you break everything. And you stand up and say, which direction? I want to get a hold of him. Is that true? Yes. That's the power we have. They tell you, there's something that is shaking the gate. There's a spirit that is shaking the gate. Are you going to run away? Say, do you remember the pastor's phone number? We want to call him to come because there's something on the gate. If you are a brother who knows his position, you walk out and say, which direction? You walk towards there. Because you know there's somebody in you that is greater than every spirit. We put everything under subjection. Hallelujah. The reason why you are overcome is because you don't know who is on your side. You don't know. And you are so much afraid. But that is number one enemy of the church, fear. Overcome fear first. Then you are an overcomer. Is that right?
Amen.
I want to read further. Because I'm coming to a place. I won't be too long, okay? But I want to come to a place where the church has got to be advantaged. The reason why you overcome is because you have got an advantage. Is that right? Yeah? This is the idea. Find yourself an advantage fighting place.
Iwewe, unonyasomira pamusoro pegomo, muvenge ari mumupata.
Then you can fight and overcome.
Saka unorwa kugokunda.
So you must know your position.
Unofanira kuziva nzvimbo yako.
And make sure the devil is always under your subjection.
Woziva kuti diabolos ari pasi pako iwewe.
So no one old fellow was tired and couldn't walk. Very good anymore.
Apana munhu akare akanga aka.
And so one old fellow was tired.
Mumwe mutana akanga aneta.
And couldn't walk very good anymore.
Asisakwanise kufamba zvakanaka.
He had fussed with Jezebel.
Anga ambotambana na Jezebel.
And had short hair and painting and painted everything.
Anga ane bvudzi rake anga ragerwa nezvese.
Until God just sent a chariot down.
I'll
just let you ride up through the clouds this afternoon. Astronaut. One day he's going to make you take the same kind of a ride.
But the
first thing is you must agree and accept that you're an astronaut.
Chebutanga unovana kubvuma kuti iwewe uri munguva uri munhu wechitundum seremse.
One time, one came to die for the rest of us.
Pane imwe nguva pane mumwe akauya kuzotifira tose.
And God raised him up on the third day.
Mwari vakamumutsa nezuva retatu.
And 500 men stood there and seen him being taken up into the clouds.
500 vakanga varipo zuva riya vachimuona achitakurwa makore.
With a voice saying, I will come again.
Aine zvi raitaura kuti ndichadzoka zvakare.
And angels came down and said, this same Jesus that was taken up.
Ndirozi zvikauya zvikati, uyu Jesu mumwe chete atakurwa kuenda mudenga.
The master astronaut.
Mukuru wechitundum seremsere.
Who returned again in like manner.
Achadzoka zvakare nenzira imwe chete.
In the same kind of an apartment that he is in, a body, immortal. Hallelujah.
Achadzoka zvakare nenzira imwe chete ari muchimiro chomutumbi usingafe.
The body, he's calling it an apartment, a dwelling place.
Nzvimbo yekugara.
He will have a body like his own glorious body.
Achanga nemutumbi semutumbi wake unobwinya.
For we shall see him as he is.
Nekuti isusu tichamuona sezvaari.
He broke all the sound barriers and all the reasoning barriers.
Akapura zvese zviyero zveruzha, zviyero zvekufunganya.
Amen. And went beyond reasoning and went beyond everything else.
Akapurira zvese zvekufunganya nezvimwe zvese.
And any man that ever lives for God will have to go beyond any five senses.
Munhu woga woga anomboraramira Mwari anofanira kupfuura madziro mashanu anobata nyama.
Amen. So if you go beyond the five senses, how many senses do you have?
Kana wapfuurira madziro mashanu anobata mutumbi unoyu, wane madziro amukunzwa
kuchinya. The sixth one is not affected by what's happening around here.
Manziro ekitanhatu haanei nezvakakupoteredza.
Amen. That's the one that is telling you about another world yonder.
Manziro ekitanhatu ndo ari kukuudza kuti kune nyika iri mhiri.
Amen. And may God help us.
Dai Mwari atibatsira.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Do you know?
Unoziva wewe?
God has given you faith.
Mwari vakakupa kutenda.
The people of this world does not have the kind of faith you have.
Is that
true? Yes. We can talk about natural and ordinary faith, which everybody has got. Is that true?
Amen.
We can ask anybody to come and occupy this other seat here. This
one.
They will simply come and take a seat.
Do
they check if the chair is able to handle his weight? But he has got faith that the people that fix the chair, they know that they can carry a certain amount of weight, so they just go and sit without asking any questions. That's a lot of faith, is that right?
Anoziva kuti anotenda kuti vanhu vakagadzira cheya iyi yakagadzirwa kutakura vakobvuna vatete, saka ini ndinogara ndisingadoni.
That's normal faith.
Ndokutenda kwamazvo.
Is that true?
Amen.
They buy a car and they've got faith that once they have the key, they can go to wherever they go, they want.
Munhu akangotenga motikari anoziva kuti ndikangokana ndapuwa makii kudai, kana bruwa ndinosvika chero pandada.
Because you know, once I turn it, it must respond.
Anoziva kuti motokari ndikangoistata chete inodaira.
Every ordinary man does that.
Munhu wese ane dzakakwana.
We also do that.
Tinodaro.
Is that true?
Amen.
But we are more than that.
Asi manje isusu tinopfuurira izvozvo.
We are way, way ahead of that. Amen. Because even that car, when it has problems, you must take it to the mechanic. We all do the same. Amen.
Amen.
But when it comes to an emergency, that I must use it now, not waiting for the mechanic, I will pray for it. And God will come and fix it, and I go. Is that true? You must do it. Because God can do it. Is that true? Yeah. We read that John Wesley one time, he wanted to go to some place, but his horse developed a leg problem. He got down and he prayed for his horse. And his horse was healed. And he went ahead on the missionary field.
John Wesley,
but John Wesley can't do better than you now.
But you John Wesley,
that was sanctification.
I am working in stock.
But this baptism of the Holy Ghost and astronaut age, you can do better than that.
John Wesley.
Is that true? There was a brother in the days of Brother Branham. He had a wheel bearing that was off. And he could not continue. And they went to this other garage, it was not there. And he said, Brother Branham, I've got a problem. What is it? My wheel bearing. Amen. Then he said, it will be all right, my brother. After they spoke, he got his keys and he was in the car. That sound was quiet. Amen. Because Almighty God used one astronaut even to fix the car. Is that true? We've got a lot of testimonies that even dogs are healed by prayer. A dog without a soul. How about you that has got a soul? Is God not able to heal you? Yes. Amen. So, the message has come to let us know that God can raise us into another atmosphere, that we must go in the rapture as astronauts, and we can receive our healing and receive whatsoever we want. Is that true?
Amen.
Now, move in that gear right now. Let's get into that gear together. Deep calls unto deep.
1954.
Are you still around? Amen. I want you to listen to this.
Don't wish.
This was discernment time. Amen. He says, I see the light following that woman yet. Amen. Yes. If that hair that just left,
wangu kanari iye zake atam, tango msia.
That's just left. It's hanging by a colored person there.
Oh, cha chie daja zorora famunu mtema ye.
Yes, that lady there with a gall bladder. And rupture.
Uyo, mudzimai uyo, ane parukurwadza.
That's no longer normal. Is that right?
Zasi ana manje.
That's another.
Uyo, ane furi raputika.
That's another atmosphere.
Tansika management yero.
Different from the five senses.
Zamfurira manzwi romashano.
Amen.
Amen.
He says, you believe the Lord Jesus will make you well, lady. Sitting there with that white thing around your neck. If you believe it with all your heart, you may raise up and claim your healing and be made well in the name of the Lord Jesus. God bless you. Amen. Have faith in God. Does thou believe? Do you see what is happening? We spoke about natural and normal faith.
But
this is now above the normal. Amen. This woman, she just had to believe. She didn't even see the light, but the prophet is the one that saw the light.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. And he says, you have a rupture. Don't you, sir?
Zikandi.
That's another somebody
Zikandi.
Else. Setting out there, isn't that right? You are sitting there praying. Saying, Lord, have that man speak to me. Is that right? If that's right, raise your hand. Stand up on your feet. Your faith has healed you, brother. Go home. Jesus Christ makes you well. I believe this is common with us. The same Lord Jesus. You don't need to be up here. You need to have faith. Just believe God with all your heart. And you shall have what you ask for. Jesus Christ will grant to you if you will only believe. But you must have faith. You must believe Him with all your heart. And God will bring it to pass. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Does He do that? If you believe with all your heart, amen. Why am I moving into this atmosphere? Because the word of God comes to you and you must receive it by faith. Our civilization as believers is by faith. But the scientist must reason and he must think. And manufacture something. Is that true? You don't have to manufacture anything, but faith gives it to you. So we are here as believers and we've got to extend our faith. Reach out and get it from the Lord. Because the Lord has got it for you. Is that true?
Amen.
Amen. Perfect faith. Paragraph 188.
Perfect faith. Paragraph 188.
Are you still around? Amen. Watch what he is saying. Don't worry about the rain. It's for the farmer. Amen.
Amen.
But we are here. Even if I dismiss you now, you are going nowhere. So, let's make sure we are here together. But I promise you I won't be too long. Is that right? The great physician. Who is here? Who says, this son shall follow them that believe. If they lay the hands on the sick, they shall recover. And if you say to this mountain, be moved and don't doubt in your heart, but can believe. If he can create squirrels, who has no way at all or anything there to believe? It's my own faith that goes and does that. My faith in what he challenged. He challenged me to ask.
He challenged
me to ask it. And I received his challenge in obedience to his word. I believe somebody is going to accept the challenge. Receive the challenge and in obedience to his word. I ask it and it appeared.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kumbira.
Amen.
Amen.
So Brother Branham asked it, and it appeared.
Brother Branham waka kumbira katindi zika wapo.
He says, God in heaven knows that is true.
Asina Brother Branham mwari wari kudenga. Fana zoti chokwani.
Can't he also heal the sick?
Kona iwedwe. Akapa tindi. Hako nekupo zahiri wari wende.
If he can lift me with a faith up this way.
Akapanya kundi sumuza.
Even for the people, even if they can't climb to that bracket,
hallelujah,
if they can't do it, he can use my faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He can lift me with the faith up this way. Even for the people, even if they can't climb to that bracket, if they can't do it, he can use my faith. He can lift me to that place, and I'm climbing for you.
Hallelujah. Iwewe, kana watata, inini ndakuto, kuila mkutenda uku, panjimbo yako.
Hallelujah, I'm believing for you.
Inini, ndakukutendera iwewe.
I'm speaking for you.
Ndakutaura panjimbo yako, iwewe ndakukutenda.
Hallelujah, somebody has gone there for us.
Pana kakwila mamsora.
So we're looking for somebody to follow. Your ability is to follow what has already been said. Hallelujah. So brother, sister, you can be healed.
Brother, sister,
you can receive your heart's desire. Because it is right here for you. What you want is available. Is that true? Brother, sister, when they fixed up the motor car, did God bring iron here on the earth for them to look for it and make the motor car?
Pawaga gadzira motokar. Mwari vakanga unza here, simbi dzogadzira motokar.
When God was creating this earth, he put the iron. It was already here.
Hallelujah. Mwari pawaisika. Yika ino vakatoisa simbi kuhange, amen marasha kuhange, kukwepe vakaisa steel. Kuti motokar igadzi.
It was already there. Your healing is already here. He doesn't have to bring it from somewhere, but it is here.
Kukodzwa kwako hakuzi kubva kune imwe nzvimbo. Tati kuri pano.
If you are on a crossroads, God has got a solution for you.
Kana uri pamharadzano, Jehovah varipo.
He sees your situation right here and your answer right here.
Mwari vari kutoona chinhano chauri vatopindura izvozvi.
And he sees your inability and he says, I'm going there for him.
Hallelujah. Mwari. Mwari vari kutoona kuti iwewe uri dofo haugone saka iwo vakugona panzvimbo yako.
He says, I'm believing for you.
Ndakutotenda panzvimbo yako.
Amen.
Amen.
You are fearing to speak and he says, I'm speaking for you.
Urikutadza kutaura. Mwari vakuti ndakutaura panzvimbo yako.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In other words, come and ride on my faith.
Neimwe nzira. Hallelujah. Neimwe nzira. Vari kuti iwe urikutadza kuyambuka. Uya babu ndikuyambuke.
Amen. So somebody has gone there for us.
Pane akaenda mberi kwedu.
But your job is to receive it.
Isu takabvanzi zvikamuchire.
And your situation is going to change.
Chinhano chako chinofanira kusanduka.
Because somebody has gone there for you.
Nekuti pane akaenda mberi kwako.
Amen.
Amen.
It looks impossible.
Kwauri hazvigoneki.
But somebody is looking at the possibility.
Asi pane ari kutarisa kugoneka kwazvo.
And he is bringing it down for you to get a hold of it.
Hira iwewe.
Is that true?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You don't have to be a mechanic.
Haufanira kunga uri makanika.
You don't have to read those books about mechanics.
Haufanira kuverenga mabhuku eumakanika.
To make a motor car or to make an aeroplane.
Kugadzira kwendege kana kugadzira kwemotokari.
Faith.
Kutenda.
Is what we need for you to climb higher.
Hope atinoda kungokwira pamusoro.
Hallelujah. When you've got faith,
kana une kutenda.
It brings to you those things that's impossible.
Glory. Kutenda. Kunonodhonza zvinhu zvisingagoneke.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It brings those things to you. They are far away. Yes, but he brings them.
Kutenda. Kunodhonza zvinhu zviri kure kure. Zvouya pauri.
Amen.
Amen.
There were no squirrels, but faith brought the squirrels.
Simbi dzakanga dzisipo, kutenda kwakadziunza.
You had no baby, but the baby came.
Wakanga usina mwana iwe.
What happened? God brought it. Your faith had desired it. But God brought it. But that's not the only miracle that God has. He has got several. According to your need. He is able to give it to you. Astronaut. Get away from your atmosphere.
Bururuka.
Hallelujah. God is able to bring it to you.
Mwari anokwanisa kukunzira.
He deals with those things that you call impossible.
Mwari ndovanoshanda nezvatinoti hazvigoneke.
Hallelujah. He said, I am your brother.
Hanzi ndiri hama yenyu.
Standing as your brother.
Ndakamira sehama yenyu.
An intercessor.
Murevereri.
Trying my best to hold you before God.
Ndiri kukuteseketa pamberi pamwari.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'm standing here right before the white throne now.
Glory. Ndakamira yezvinezvi pachigaro chichena.
Hallelujah. And taking that, pointing my finger to that bloody sacrifice here.
Ndichinongedza nemunwe wangu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And speaking through his name. That is done. It has to happen. It has to happen. You know it happened. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I know it happened. So do you do you know it happened? And it's so. That's right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you see that, brother, sister? If you can make it, somebody has made it for you. If you can reach it, somebody has reached it for you. Hallelujah. Isn't the Lord wonderful?
Amen.
Amen. This is an age
where
impossible things become possible.
Because
the power to turn those events has come. Amen. That the book of Acts has got to come back again. Father, we must be under expectation at any time.
Because
those things in the book of Acts can happen now. Even in your life. Amen. As much as you can see the high witchcraft, a pananya. If you think the book of Acts is here. There's nothing abnormal about it. Amen. We are waiting for it. We are under expectation to see that happening to us. Paragraph 62. Speak to this mountain. Amen. Oh yeah, we're taking advantage. The rain is falling, so you're going. Amen.
Amen.
Paragraph 62. I believe that the church of the living God is moving into a sphere. Now.
Yes, you know.
That's going to shake the whole world. Amen.
1959.
Brother Bram was seeing it coming.
Vitals warn us to wear.
For the church. And the church is here. Amen. We are not moving into the sphere. We are already in the sphere. So that's the first time it's been since the days of Jesus of Nazareth to a human being.
Ndoke kutanga kuti zviitike kumunhu awe nyama kukubva pamazuva aJesu.
Ask anything that you will and it shall be given unto you.
Kumbira chero chaunoda ugochipiwa.
Anything you desire.
Chero chaunoda.
Don't you see the words of Jesus Christ being fulfilled? Or is going to come to pass pretty soon. I'm looking for it to happen in this meeting.
Amen.
I'm waiting for it to happen now. That anointing will strike the whole church of the living God. And she will rise to her feet like a mighty marching army. The sick will be healed by a word. The blind will see. The deaf will hear. The dead will be raised up. And the power of God will shake the world with the church of the living God. We are in the process of it now. I believe it's soon coming to pass. I believe it will be just exactly that way. Amen. Amen. I believe it's going to strike the church of God soon. It is going to start a revival that will shake the world. Hallelujah. He says, I believe it. Amen.
Amen.
I know you also believe it. This is the process. We are in it right now. So the devil that is telling you it is coming, that one must die. Amen. But we must say it is here. We want to say we have arrived. Amen. And then we live under expectation to see that happening to us. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Let me read my last quote. As the eagle stareth. Amen. Are you still around? Amen. we're back again in the prayer line. Right this, sir. You yes. want to get over that heart trouble? Believe that God will make you well. Sitting right there, you were looking, wondering, and all at once, a little funny feeling trickled over you. He said, that's right. I don't know you, do I? You don't know me. And I don't know you. If that's right, raise your hand. You believe your heart trouble is gone? Wave your hand. All right, then it's gone. See, you believe. Amen. It goes because you believe. Is that right?
Amen.
Then it moves on to somebody else. Here is a lady sitting right out in here. Can't you see that light over that woman? She has got a gallbladder trouble. And then he says, she's going to miss it. God help. He now prays, interceding for that woman. God help me small. Do you believe God will heal you of that gallbladder trouble?
My small, I'm not tender.
I see what is happening. The prophet is seeing the pillar of fire hanging on that woman. And he realizes that her turn to receive her healing. But Miss Small does not have faith to believe it yet.
My small,
how many people missed their opportunity? Amen. In the ministry of Brother Branham, the pillar of fire stood and they missed it. The pillar of fire stood, they missed
it.
And it's possible many times in message churches that we are all missing it. Amen. But brother, take a cue from right here. That when you believe it, it happens. And you see, Brother Branham is looking at that woman and he tells her her name. So now she knows, hey, that man even knows my name. And that raises her faith and over she grabs it.
Brother Branham, baona kuti my small, batata, bakupuwa kuzvipota, boba bataura.
Brother, we don't have to mention your name now. It's not even necessary. But you know your situation. But don't you know the pillar of fire is here? Brother Bram had to tell them because they did not know.
Brother Bram, why were you there?
He had to tell them the pillar of fire is now there. But he told us that the pillar of fire visits the message churches. And we believe he's right here.
Brother Branham, why is it that you are not there?
Amen. So he brings the anointing. And when you see that anointing, when you feel that anointing, it's not coming to excite you, but he's coming to work on your situation. Is that true? Then he's waiting for you to believe it. You receive because you believe. You get healed because you believe. You get delivered because you believe. Hallelujah. You receive what you want because you believe.
And
here is Miss Mo. Do you believe God will heal you of that gallbladder problem? Then stand on your feet. Amen. You had more faith than you thought you had. Amen. She blew up in faith. And she got a healing. And her gallbladder was sorted out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And brother, I want you to believe this morning. That you too, if you're able to receive that your healing, you're able to raise your faith. And Almighty God is going to give you according to your desire. Do you believe it? Hallelujah.
Amen.
We believe it. And that Almighty God is able to undertake for us. Let's stand upon our
feet.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The great physician is here.
Chiremba mkuru ari pano.
The sympathizing Jesus.
Vanonzvirana nesu Ishe Jesu Kristo.
That's the atmosphere that we have.
No upo wapano.
Amen. About the presence of the great physician.
Pamsoro pe upo.
Of the great Jehovah Rapha.
Jehovah Mupozi.
The one that healeth all our diseases. Amen. Not just your natural disease, but also your spiritual condition, he will take care of that. We want to sing this song in faith. All those who are not well this morning, this afternoon, you don't have to come here. I want you to raise your hands while we sing this song to receive the presence of the great physician. The presence of the great Jehovah Rapha. Hallelujah. The one that is able to touch you. The one that is able to heal you and take care of your condition. Do you believe that? Do you believe he is around? Do you believe in his presence? The great physician is here. so many things. My guilt and fear. Sing it, everybody, now.
Yes,
and be no other name but Jesus. Chorus every day. Close our eyes, bow our heads, sing the chorus one more time. Sing the chorus.
Sing the name is Edu, this for you, so we do.
In death, going to ask Brother Vitali to come and commit all these hands to the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah.
For your mighty throne of mercy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, great Jehovah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, great Jehovah.
Praise be the name of the Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Throw all these things in your blood, oh Father.
Oh, thank you, Father.
Almighty Father, be merciful to us, oh Father. We've been dilly dallying, oh Father, slowed to respond to your word, oh great Jehovah. And oh great Jehovah. Letting all the blessings of pass by us by your great Jehovah. But this afternoon you've come, O Father, and you've spoken to us, O Father, in such a wonderful way, O Father, and you've raised our faith, O Father. Therefore we come forth, O Father, as your sons and daughters, O Father, claiming
yes,
take our rights, O Father, our privileges, O Father, that certainly you've been robbing us of our health, you've been robbing us of many good things that have been coming from our Father. We take them back in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. For the Bible says, no, it shall be opened. We are knocking now, we are destroying your gates of hunger, your gates of disease, of any of all the diseases that have been laying upon us. We break them in the name of Jesus Christ and condemn them. Now this afternoon, for Jesus Christ died upon the tree of Calvary and shed his blood, that all sins, all sickness, all weakness, everything was destroyed on that day. For his blood is far precious above everything. Oh, great Jehovah, we thank this afternoon, Father, as we take back all the things that you've given to us through this word, oh, Father. Oh, great Jehovah, we thank you, mighty Father, and say, Father, Satan has got no authority over us. Satan has got no power over us. He has been robbing us of these things. But now, by faith, now we claim these things back. And we condemn all the kingdoms, all the struggles of Satan, all fear that he has been laying on us, and we claim back our rights in health, our rights in jobs, our rights in marriage, our rights, you know, Father, in a holy life, oh Father, our right to live as sons and daughters of God, living above sin and shame, oh Father. We take, oh Father, this trip this afternoon, oh Father, in our as astronauts, oh Father, beyond all doubts, oh Father, beyond all skepticism, oh great Jehovah. Beyond all sin barriers, oh Father, we fly by faith in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Father, and go, Father, beyond all the things of this world, oh Father, and claim our blessings, oh Father, and claim the things that we've all been desiring all this year, Father. We thank you, Father, this afternoon for your goodness and mercy, oh Father, and here we are your children. We are receiving your blessings, oh Father. We are receiving the change of body. We are receiving the faith, oh Father, that is going to change our bodies. We are receiving the faith of love to overcome all sin, to overcome all sickness, to overcome every darkness and every demon and devil over that comes and fights against us in this life of love. We thank you, my Jehovah, as we ask all this in just the name of love, glorifying your name forevermore. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Want to sing Pass Me Not, O Great Jehovah. Amen. Pass Me Not. Amen.